The ordinary people of Ireland long ago, and they needed all their health. Because if anything went wrong, there was no such thing for them as a doctor. Doctors were only for the rich. But some people were lucky. They lived near mana fasa, or wise women, who could do sometimes what even doctors couldn't do. And one of these wise women now was Biddy Early, who lived near Feakle in County Clare. A good woman she was, who never refused help to any man or woman who came to her in real need. Now, there was a man, he lived near Scariff. His name was Gashty Mac. He was there with his wife. And he got sick, some fever or other. And day by day, worse he was getting. And all the time he was sick, there was a cloud of magpies above on top of the thatch of the house, rooting and pecking with their beaks and throwing the wisps of straw down on the ground behind and in front of the house. Poor old Mrs. Mac, I'm telling you, it wasn't the magpies she was looking at. She had more than enough to do to mind her husband inside in the bed. But he wasn't improving, and the neighbour said to her, "Look, that man is going to die unless you go to Biddy Early. She'll know what to do." And Mrs. Mac did go to Biddy Early. She hired a man and a horse and car, and she went down to Kilbarn, near Feakle, where Biddy was living. And when they stopped outside the door, Biddy was standing there, and she says, "Mrs. Mac, I know why you're here." And Mrs. Mac now was surprised that Biddy knew her name before she ever mentioned anything. "Well, Biddy," says she, "I'm here to look for a cure for my husband, Gashty Mac. He's sick with these last 8 or 9 days, and he doesn't look good." "Mrs. Mac," says Biddy, "I have bad news for you. Since you left home to come here, your husband died." And of course, when she saw how Mrs. Mac's face fell at that bad news, she had pity in her, and she said, But, listen to me, Mrs. Mac, he's not dead. Did you see those magpies that were up on the roof of the house all the time he was sick?" "I noticed them all right," says Mrs. Mac. "Well, they were the fairies. And the fairies have your husband took. And as you know, when the fairies take somebody, they always leave something that resembles that person. And the thing now that's inside in bed in your house, it looks like your husband, but it isn't. It's a changeling. And here's now what you'll do if you want to get your husband back from the good people. Listen carefully to me, and don't forget any of the details." "I'm listening," says Mrs. Mac. "Go home and tell your neighbours that your husband is dead. And then go into Scariff, to the undertakers, and order the coffin, and tell the priest that your husband is dead, and let him come and bless the corpse. And then get all the things you'll need for the wake, food and drink and snuff and tobacco, anything else you think you need, and bring him to the house. Tell the undertaker to bring the coffin to the front door of the house in the morning after the wake. And then get 4 black-handled knives. Put them into the coffin. Into each corner, the black handles facing the corner and the blades of the knives facing into the middle of the coffin. Then get the 4 strongest men in the parish and get them to take that coffin into the room beside the bed. Put the man in the bed, or the thing in the bed, I should say, in on top of the black-handled knives. Screw down the lid, bring out the coffin, and let those 4 strong men take that coffin to the crossroads that's 200 yards from your door. But while they're taking it, be sure that no relative of the dead man puts a hand on the coffin, and especially yourself, Mrs. Mac. Be sure you remember that. And then when they have the coffin at the crossroads, let them put it down in the centre of the crossroads. Open it up, and there inside in it will be a brush. The brush you have under the fireplace at home. And when you go home, your husband will be inside sitting under the hearth as good as he ever was." Well, Mrs. Mac was delighted, of course, when she heard this, and she thanked Biddy, and she went back home, did everything that Biddy told her, told the neighbours, told the undertaker in Scariff, got the priest, and got all the things necessary for the wake that night, and especially the 4 black-handled knives. And when the priest had gone and all the condolences were made that night, and dawn was breaking, the undertaker arrived at the door with the coffin. and the four strong men were waiting, and they took it into the room. And one of them, he took the knives, put them into the coffin, the handles facing the corners and the blades facing the centre, put the thing in the bed that looked like Gashty Mac, down on the knives, closed up the coffin, screwed down the lid, and the four men took a corner each and went out the door with the coffin. Up on their shoulders went the coffin outside the door, and they started walking towards the cross. But if they did, they weren't halfway there when they felt the weight inside in the coffin increasing and increasing, and before they were three quarters way to the crossroads, 'twas like there'd be a half a ton of stones inside in the coffin, and strong and all as they were, 'twas slipping off of their shoulders. They couldn't hold it, and Mrs. Macno, who was all the time walking beside the coffin saying her prayers, she saw it slipping, and naturally enough, the poor woman, when she saw it going to fall, she put up her hands to save it, and the minute she touched it, the coffin got as light as a cork, and they were able to walk to the cross and put it down in the middle of the crossroads. They all stood around while it was opened, and when it was opened, they looked in, and what was inside in it? Only Gashty Mac himself. The woman, the minute she saw him, she let an old groan out of her and ran home and into the house and looked and up to the room, and there inside in the bed was the brush that she expected to see inside in the coffin. And if she had done what Biddy Early told her, not to put her finger on the coffin, she'd have brought her husband back from the good people. But because she didn't, he was gone, and this time he was gone for good.